This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said that to make India a developed nation, Haryana's development is very important. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said that the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has appointed three senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi yesterday addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. In the Kashmir Valley, leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing road shows to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from today. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand today and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur today. The central government has decided to reduce the export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said this decision will directly benefit farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. At least four people died when a three-story building collapsed yesterday evening in Meerut district of Uttar Pradesh. The tragic incident occurred in Meerut's Zakir colony in the Lohia Nagar area when a three-storied building collapsed, claiming the lives of four people, including a young girl. Meerut district magistrate Deepak Meena said that another child is in critical condition and has been admitted to the hospital. He added that there were around 14 to 15 people in the building when the incident happened. Rescue teams, including the NDRF and SDRF, have successfully pulled out 10 people from the debris, including women and children. However, 4 to 5 other family members are still trapped beneath the rubble. Heavy rain is hindering the ongoing rescue operations. The authorities are working to clear the area and expedite the rescue process. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident and is monitoring the rescue operation. In hockey, India secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over arch-rivals Pakistan in the final league match of the Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Mochi in Hulunbuir, China yesterday. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored both goals from his team after an early lead by Pakistan. Both teams have secured their places in the semi-finals, but India is the only team to remain unbeaten in the 6th Nation Asian Championship. India will play Korea and Pakistan will face China in the semi-finals on Monday. And Doordarshan will complete 65 glorious years today. Established on 15 September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's broadcasting era. The then President Rajendra Prasad inaugurated the first broadcast on that day. Until 1975, it was a part of All India Radio. On 1st April 1976, it transformed into a separate department in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and later came under Prasar Bharati. As an autonomous public service broadcaster under the government, it is one of the two divisions of Prasar Bharati. And that is the end of the bulletin.